Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Jeanette Abney, and I want to welcome you to another exciting show here at Precious Predicaments with Blog Talk Radio. I want to first thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning, and today has been a day. Like I said, today when I was on Facebook Live, I deleted the first one. I'm in the process of moving, and it has not been fun. Everything that can go wrong has went wrong. But you know what? Through the grace of God, we're going to make it work. Even though I'm sitting in an empty building with my grandson, waiting on Tisha to come back with the U-Haul truck. And thank God the young man is helping me move. But today, again, I want to welcome you to our show. And today's show is basically entitled My Success, My Future. Now, I'm going to join the callers that are here. Let me log on the first one. Hi, this is Jeanette Abney, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. And you're my special guest, and I'm going to do the intro of you in a minute. Hold on for one second. Let me log on the other caller. Hi, this is Jeanette Abney, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing? Okay, I guess they don't want to say anything. Okay, so today, like I said, the topic is basically my success, my future. Now, one may view success as the achievement of something desired, planned, or attempted. Because we all strive sometimes, I want to say many of us strive to be successful at some of the things that we plan on doing. We have these goals, we have these desires, and we attempt to do things. Another may define success as fame, prosperity, or wealth. Now, with that being the case, many sometimes wait to obtain an outcome, yet fail to acknowledge the sacrifice, respect of other individuals that they have encouraged, empowered along the way as they strive toward actually trying to do some of the things that they set out to do. Now, I view success based on not what you have, not what you don't have, but basically how you assist others towards becoming successful, which is one of the reasons why I enjoy doing the radio. Now, we all know that there are many resources out there to assist others in becoming successful. People can read books, self-help books, they got a how-to for everything. Now, as we go through that process, many individuals have not realized, however, that when one becomes successful, it comes with a cost. And yet, many have also failed to learn that failure is also a part of success. Now, I'm going to introduce my guest speaker today, and her name is Dr. Demita Johnson. How are you doing, Dr. Demita?
Well, I'm absolutely wonderful. How are you today?
I am doing well. And I want to do the introduction based on by sharing with the listeners that Dr. Demita is a woman of God, committed to being what he has called her to be and doing what he has called her to do. She is the VP of Operations at God Success Empowerment Community. It is an organization of churches, ministries, Christian business owners, and Christians that are planning together for success and power in order to continue to take care of the kingdom's business. Dr. Demita is also the president of Success Empowerment Network, where under the umbrella of God's Success Empowerment Community, she has the same goals and objectives, but from a female perspective. It caters to the needs of God's women. She is also the author of many books, which I'm going to let her tell us about her book. And she's happily married and have been so for over 33 years to Apostle Gene Johnson. And they are also in ministry together. They have one daughter, a son-in-law, and four granddaughters. So, again, welcome, Dr. Demita Johnson.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. And I just want to encourage you today that regardless of what you've experienced and what you're going through, you can find a way to be successful in the midst of it, because success first starts with a change of mind.
Mm-hmm. That is so, so true. You know, it's funny, Dr. Demita, because this, you know, we talked a little bit last night, and then today I got up got ready to move, didn't have nothing packed, had to go buy some boxes, get a U-Haul truck, did that, came to the building, didn't have a key. The AT&T people was here. They left. He don't know when. I don't know when they coming back. I don't know. And I'm just running around here. And then I went next door and saw the building next door, and it was beautiful. I told my daughter, can I switch? My daughter was like, nope, you got to wait. You got to wait. You know, so I'm just sitting here in an empty building with a grandson, no water, sitting on the floor, stuck, like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. But that don't have anything to do with success. So tell the listener,
well,
basically.
Success has to do with the mindset. And everything you said, it may be true, but guess what? We don't live in the truth of what appears to be the truth in the past, because right now we're on the radio. We're doing a blog talk radio show. People are listening. People want to hear about success, and we're going to talk to them about success. Isn't that right? Because
that
guess what? Look, you are blessed to be in that building, blessed to have a grandson, blessed to be able to do things as you go forth. So we're going to give our time and attention to the blessing part of it and not to the burden part of it, okay?
And I know. And you know what, Dr. Demeter? Somebody go bless me with some water because I'm getting cotton mouth.
Well, that's okay, cotton mouth. We're going to do this interview, and we're not even going to be concerned about it, because one thing about everything we do in life, I've found that it's not about us. It can't always be about us. It has to be about others outside of ourselves, because then our world shrinks when it's only about us. But when we can open up, give ourselves to other people, that's when we begin to experience a totally different level of success. And that's what I want to talk about today. I know the title is My Success, My Future, and I love how it starts with mine, because we have to take ownership of whether or not we want to be successful. And being successful has nothing to do with what's going on the outside. It has everything to do with what's going on the inside. And so I just basically would like to talk to you about success empowerment today, how important it is, how especially in these times there's so many things that can pull us off and have us going in different directions. But I saw this thing where for the word focus, it says following one course until successful. And so we've got to be so focused on what we're doing that we don't allow the things on the outside of us to pull us in one direction or another. So we want to really talk about repositioning ourselves for success and empowerment so that we can take care of kingdom business. There's some business that we should be taking care of right now. And so that means that we have to stay focused. We have to understand what our plan and purpose is in our lives and then begin to move in that. Now, one of the things I like that you said, you know, somebody's going to bring you some water, but the first thing you got to do is you got to ask for it, because who knows that you need water unless you ask for some water? And
that
so in asking, open up the door for so many other things to happen in our lives. And so as we begin to talk about success empowerment, we want to really look at what do we need to do to be successful right now.
I want to start
I don't have time now, so I can just go on and on.
Look, in my new office, the bathroom is down the hallway. In the other office, I had a bathroom. So, you know, I just downsized a little bit because I had to find something quick. So I found something, so I'm live with it. Now, I want to start off by talking about, when we talk about different resources and things that are out there to try to help individuals, because we all, you know, a lot of times we come up with these plans, with these bright ideas, and, you know, and one of the things, you don't want to knock somebody off their high horse and say, you know what, you can't do that, or you're not capable of doing that. Because I remember a woman told me one time, with God, motivation, and determination, one could do whatever they set their mind to. And I found that to be true, even in some of the things that I've done in my life, because sometimes he wasn't even trying to have a goal. I just had a bright idea, and I just stayed focused and just, you know, just went with it. Now, when we talk about individuals and we talk about people, and we talk about success with individuals. I found that there are, well, I'm trying to hold my grandson. He's trying to get me to hold him and hold the iPad. There's three different, wait a minute, Ryder. Now, that ain't going to work right now. Not right now. Ryder. He need a bottle because he's sleepy. You want me to hold him? And he's heavy. Okay, so when we talk about success for individuals, there are three different types of successful individuals. Now, one of these types of individuals is the one who feels confident and highly competent, but genuinely humbled by their position of leadership. What do you think about that type of individual?
Well, I think that's great. You know, I love my husband, Dr. Gene Johnson, said being humble is being who God has called for me to be, no more, no less. And sometimes people think when you're humble, it means that you should be weak or you should be a pushover, but absolutely not. It's just the opposite. See, in being humble, it's understanding my position, who I am, what I've been called to do. And so it's really, it's like I talk about success, all of it starts on the inside. So it's whoever you are on the inside. And then you made a comment earlier that sometimes people have goals and they set goals, and then other people come and say, well, you can't do that. Well, that's why you have to have a broader vision than just the people that are around you. If you want to go to another higher level of success, then you've got to deal with people on a higher level than what you're dealing with right now. I don't mean people that are necessarily economically on a higher level, but people with vision and with people that believe what the Bible says, that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so when we get those ideas inside of us, many times it comes from God, but we can't now take a God idea and take it to the world to look for the world to define what he's told us to do.
Mm-hmm. Because also in that first type of individual, with the individual that has the humbleness about them and with their leadership ability, you know, a lot of individuals sometimes have the leadership ability, and sometimes you find an individual, you know, they have to strive towards leadership. I tell individuals with leadership, in order to be a leader, you also have to know when to follow. Which kind of brings me to the second individual. Now, there's also, in regards to when we look at success, are those who are happy to basically be seen, and they have this superficial makeup, field faces, or either they either want to be on television, the press, or, you know, it's all about their business cards, or they're always in the mirror. But yet, sometimes when it comes to helping individuals, they will turn a blind eye on others, will not help another individual unless it benefits them. What do you think about those type of successful individuals that we see on TV and we think, oh, my God, they're so successful, and I really want to be that person, but yet they just have a person sometimes that won't even open the door for a person?
The thing of it is, first of all, I don't want to be any of those people. I want to be who God has called for. And that's important that everyone knows that. And then secondly, all they need is just some training on success empowerment, which is what we do here at God's Success Empowerment Community and the Christian Success Empowerment Movement Network. We train people because, you know, if you haven't had anything and then all of a sudden you get something, well, if you've got that same old mindset, you're not going to have it for very long. And then you talk about people to give and to help other people. Well, see, that's a heart issue. But sometimes if you've been brought up in an environment where it's everyone's for themselves, just because you get more money doesn't mean that you've been changed. So you need to be taught how to be successful in the material area. And we also help people with that. So the things that we do here at God's Success Empowerment Community and the Christian Success Empowerment Movement Network is to assist people in getting to that point where they understand that they are blessed to be a blessing.
Now, you know what? Did you share that? Tell us a little bit more about what you do and how you got in that position of doing such of the type of work that you do. Where did your journey start?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my journey started back in Memphis, Tennessee a long time ago, but we're not going to talk about that. But my husband and I started in ministry in the early 1990s. And when I say in ministry, we began to teach classes, seek God, get other information from other people. We went to the School of Ministry, and we did all these kinds of things. We started a church. We taught Boston Movement classes where we taught young people between 7 and 18 how to be successful and to be their own boss life. So this is a journey that we've been on. And what we continue to do, because one of the things we understand is it's all about people. See, it's really not about us. All about people. And you know, we as Christians and we in the body of Christ, we have some things that we need to begin to take care of, because some of the things that we don't have or that we need is we need more collaborative unity. See, we don't work together enough, you know, working with one another, not being concerned about whose name is on the door, who's getting the most attention and all that kind of thing, because those are only things to keep us off course. But we need more collaborative unity where we're working together towards a plan of accomplishing something. You know, so many people are upset about what's happening. Well, what do you need to do? You need to come together and get something on the ballot. It's not enough to look at what everyone else is doing and complain about what they're doing. What are we doing as a people? What are we doing as the body of Christ? And then, of course, we need financial unity. You know, the Bible says money answers all things, and we need to be able to now bring our finances together without worrying about, is he going to take my money? What you doing with the money? You know, all of those are things that keep us small, and we don't want to be small. And then another thing we need more opportunities in the body of Christ and in the black community, so that we don't have to keep leaving our communities to go to other communities to get an opportunity. We have to provide our own people with opportunities. So those are the things that we're looking at accomplishing. These are the problems that need to be solved in the body of Christ and in the black community. And once we get to the point, see, I'm talking success now. Those people that are serious about being successful will want to come together collaboratively, will want to put our finances together, will want to provide more opportunities for others, because what that means is these are people that have made a decision to get outside of themselves to be a part of a cause. What's your cause? Now, we know that God wants more success stories in the body of Christ. He wants more successful churches. He wants more successful Christian business owners. He wants more successful Christians. But why would God want that? Because he wants to use that success to get the attention up and to attract the lost. Listen, we've got work to do.
Well, one of the things, I remember when I had a job as a social worker, and I had a supervisor, and she was very headstrong. And it was interesting because I was working for a black organization, and while I was working for this black organization as an African American myself, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll go work with these sisters, and you know, and it was a challenge. It was interesting, and it's ups and it's downs. But one thing that was interesting about the supervisor, remember one day she called me in a room and she wanted to fuss at me about something. And one thing, I don't get mad when other people are getting upset because I know my own temperament. And I looked at that woman and I told her, if you're not going to be part of the solution, don't add to the problem. And I got up and walked out of the office. The look on her face, she wanted to kill me. But by that same token, she also knew, don't touch this, because I'm not going to go there with you. So sometimes when we look at success, we view it as power. And sometimes those that are successful feel sometimes powerless, because sometimes they have no one to turn to go to, because sometimes other people put them on this pedestal, which they shouldn't. Because if we're on this journey together, we don't have to compete, which brings me to my third one. Now, the third individual, when we talk about the three types of people, is those that hurt others to get to the top and struggle with power. One of the things that happens with success is sometimes individual wants it so bad. And even growing up in inner cities, we saw successful individuals as we thought were the drug dealers, were the people that were out, the bullies. You know, we thought that those were the people that were going to make it because we didn't know any better. And then as we learned, you know, I had to tell even my children, that person that's being a bully has a very low self-esteem. You know, that person that's out there selling drugs is hurting your community, not helping your community. But we were looking at the bling blings and, you know, what type of cars they was driving and things of that nature because we didn't know what success meant. And then our parents would tell us, go to school, make good grades, and, you know, and all of these promises. But then but we didn't realize that what we were doing was we were striving for not only to become successful, but also character. Because character plays a role when you talk about success also. Who are you?
Right.
Now, you wrote some books, and I want you to share. I know you don't say you don't want to talk that much about you, but I found the names of some of your books to be quite interesting. Tell the listeners some of the titles of your books.
Yeah, the titles are quite interesting. One is, Girl, Don't Be a Fool in Your Single State. In other words, there's some things, you know, there are a lot of women always talking about being married, being married, being married. But before you're ready to be married, there's some things that you need to understand and know about yourself. Because in a marriage, there's a lot of give and take, but if you're so consumed with yourself, it's not going to work. And then the other one is, Girl, don't be a fool in your marriage state. See, because some people get married and they still have a single mindset, and they need to understand it's no longer about you. Now you have to make that transition from me to we, because now there are two people involved. Now you have to think beyond yourself, and everything can't be, well, I want to, well, I feel like. So there are some really simple techniques in both books to help you be successful as a single, because a single successful woman is not necessarily one that's looking for a man, but because she's so valuable, a man will find her. And then the married woman, sometimes we think that marriage is the end to all. Once I get married, then I can relax. No. Once you get married, now you have to step it up. So now you have to understand, how do I make this union work? Because it starts with the husband and the wife, not the children. It starts with the husband and the wife. How will we make this union work? What are things that are absolutely non-negotiable in this relationship? And so both books talk about those things, and I really have a lot of conviction for both of them because I've been successfully single, and now I'm successfully married, like you said, for 33 years. Well, nowadays, being married 33 years is a milestone, but there's a lot of things you need to know because one of the things that the devil always uses with couples is he likes to make us take things personally. You hurt my feelings. You said it like this. You forgot about me. You all those kinds of things. But both of these books are really excellent products. And at the end of this interview, I will definitely share with the audience the website address where they can go on and they can purchase either one of those. Now, as I'm talking about written material, we also have a couple of magazines. We have the Christian Success Empowerment Movement Network magazine, and then we have the From Slavery to Success Empowerment magazine. That one's for Black Americans. We talk about issues that we face and understanding why we do the things that we do and the manner in which we do them. We also talk about solutions to the problem. How can we come together? In the magazine, you absolutely have ways that you can win cash, awards, and prizes. Both magazines have videos in them, so if you're reading about a certain topic, you can click on the video and just be able to hear about it because some people are not really into reading that much. And so we use all of the senses in getting the point out because the point is this. We have to have an environment that where we have opportunity to talk about how we can come together collaboratively. To talk about how we can come together financially, to talk about the opportunities that we have in our communities. And these magazines are only $20 for 12 issues. And the reason we made the price small is because we want everyone to get the message. And so I'll give the information for the website and the magazine at the end of the broadcast, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, one of the things I want to share is, when, like I said, when we talk about success, and, you know, like I said, there's those that, you know, they talk about it, and there's some people that basically be about it. Now, one of the things that I have here, it talks about keys to success, six traits that most successful people have in common. And one of the things that when you talk about successful people and some of the things that they have in common, you can always find different types of, like I said, personality traits, and no matter what type of individuals and things that you're looking at. Now, one of the things that they talk about is basically the energy and the physical stigma, because one of the things, in order to be successful at anything, when you were talking about marriage, when you're talking about being successful in school, in any type of relationship, at your job, or even in a company, you have to basically have the energy to do it. And because if you don't have the energy and you're constantly drained or you're constantly complaining about something, you're going to more likely give up. And the
That's
second thing they talk about is focus.
It's coming, I mean.
Talking about focus. You have to stay focused and you have to stay on track, because a lot of times individuals lose their focus. And if you lose your focus, and it talks about, what is your motivation? Why are you doing this? What are you focused on? And if you start focusing on the wrong thing, then you can easily be distracted. The third key to success is to have sensitivity to others. Knowing what others want and how best to communicate with them is also very powerful, because it's, for you to be successful, it's kind of cold to be up there on the top, especially if you're not willing to be sensitive and help others individuals. Then the fourth one has to do with flexibility. Now, with flexibility, I find that to be very interesting, because with flexibility, sometimes you have to change your position. And sometimes, even with a great deal of power, it allows you, sometimes you have to, you know, change and tailor your presentations or change how you're doing things. It's like with me. If I wasn't flexible, I would have just said, forget it. I can't go on the radio. I can't do this. I can't do that. This is happening. That's happening. You've got to be flexible. Now, the next thing after the flexibility is the ability to tolerate conflict. Because if you back down every time it looks like a fight is coming, well, sometimes you're not going to win many fights, and sometimes fighting is necessary. Sometimes I feel like I like the color purple when Oprah said, all my life I had to fight. I mean, there's many days I feel like that. I be like, every time I look around, somebody trying to knock me up out of my head. You're trying to get me in my pocket. You're talking about me. You're lying on me. You know, but sometimes we got to fight. But I'm going to tell you one thing I learned, Dr. Demetria Johnson. I had to learn how to fight differently. I remember when I was up against a battle one time, my mother looked at me. She said, baby, you know what you got to do. I looked at her and said, what am I supposed to do? Go in there and blow up the building? What the hell am I supposed to do? You know? But I had to learn to trust God and learn how to fight differently, because God will fight your battles. And another thing he talks about in regard to success, or the keys to success, is submerging one ego and learning how to get along. Because just being toothless is a bad business. So is fighting all the time. Allegiances and allies are far more likely to beneficial. See, sometimes God has a way of making your enemies come around, and the same person that dogged you out will be the same person that you might have to give a job another day. You know, so those are some of the things that we have to also, like I said, be mindful of. And then you learn that when you have to deal with people that didn't like you, you know, you don't let your ego or become too sensitive. You have to have thick skin in order to be successful, because people go come at you all kinds of ways. What do you think about some of those keys that individuals have in common?
Well, I think that they're really great. And those are all principles, you know, to live by, and for people that are, you know, going after wanting more and better. That's what we're always looking for with God's Success Empowerment Community. Who wants more? Who wants better? Now, that's step number one. But step number two is, are you committed to doing what's necessary to get more and to have better? And so we are constantly having different things, different resources available for people, you know, so that they can, because most people want more. Most people want better. Most people want to be successful. Okay, that's not even the issue. The issue is, what are you going to do so that you can be more, do more, and have more in life? And so those principles and things that you talked about, yeah, those are great. And but everything starts with you, knowing who you are on the inside, knowing your worth, knowing what to do, knowing what's necessary. And like you said, when you have to fight, not just being aware that you have to fight, but doing it, and I don't mean fist fight, but actually doing whatever it takes, pushing through, staying focused, keep it moving. And yes, we're going to have disappointments in life, and we're going to have days that things don't go well, but is that enough to knock us off course? Was that cause us to take a detour from being focused on on the things that we know that we're supposed to do? So then we have to have a method. Mind is God. We have to have a method of saying, you know what, Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for my good because I love God and I call according to his purpose. Now, I just need to get that on the inside of me. See, when I say that, because the word empowers you, when I say that, then I begin to move in that. And one of the biggest things that I learned from my husband is when people come against you or say things against you, you can simply say this, it's not personal. That's just who they are. That's what they do. But don't take it personal, because the enemy will use that to get you off course. If every time someone says something that you don't like, you're going to run, you're never going to get anywhere in life. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be so focused on what you are determined to make happen that you don't allow the whims of people to move you off the course that you know that you're supposed to be accomplishing.
You know, and that is true, and I can truly say from my own personal experience, I mean, I've done a lot. I, you know, being in school, and every time I would strive to do something, they'll tell me, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, or you need this degree, you need that degree. But one thing, I never gave up, and it reminds me of that song, that gospel song, when it says, I don't feel no way tired, I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me, you know, because sometimes when I have to, and then, you know, I think of Yolanda Adams, the battle is not yours. And I used to be like, and I had to learn. I really had to learn that it was not personal. And then it took me back to when T.D. Jakes said, when you make an impact, when you have an influence or an income, you're a threat. Because I used to be wondering, why me? Why are these people trying to put me out of business? Why this? Why that? It wasn't even about me. It was about the things that I was doing. It was about people's lives that I was touching. And the people was changing their lives around. You know, and even today, you know, even myself, like I said, I am Jeanette Abney. I'm a licensed therapist. I do a lot of work with families, with children, with couples. I do domestic violence groups. I do drug and alcohol groups. I do so much to try to help individuals. So even my family can be telling me, Jeanette, when you slow down, you might die. Because I work 7 days a week, from sometimes 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, which is ridiculous. But I don't feel tired. I just keep it pushing. But I also know that with success comes balance. Now, when we talk about balance, because it's not about bragging rights. It's not about what I do, what I don't do. It's not even about that. And it kind of reminded me when you were talking, is I have a pastor, and his name is Marcus Robinson. He used to sing this song talking about it's not about us, it's all about Jesus. And that song was so powerful because you can't keep saying I, because it's not about what you did. It's also you got to give credit to those that also helped you and believed in you along the way. See, you can't get to a status or get in a position and forget about those that helped you or paved the way for you to become the person you are. And a lot of times that happens.
Can I add something to that? When he says it's not about you, it's about Jesus. But because it is about Jesus, there's some things that I must do. See, sometimes we want to say, you know, it's all about Jesus. No, but Jesus sent us here for a purpose. And so it's got to be about us fulfilling his purpose at some point. And so that means that we're now held accountable for what Jesus has told us to do individually. And so sometimes, even as believers, sometimes we just want to put it all on God. Oh, God is able and God will do this. Yes, God can do all of that. But like any good father, he expects for his children to grow up. And he expects for his children to act like him. After all, he said he made us in his image and likeness. And so we do play a part in all of that. That's what success empowerment is all about. That's our part, doing what he's told us to do so that we can get the attention up and to attract the loss with our success. I love what you said about in our neighborhoods, how, you know, we have the pimps and people like that with the shiny cars and this, that, and the other, and that attracted us, and we thought that was success. But see, it's time for the body, it's time for the body of Christ, and it's time for the black community to begin to have success so that we can attract those, just like we were looking at them, so they can look at us, not because of us, but so that we can lead them to him. That's what it's all about.
You know, just yesterday, I knew I needed to work, but I knew I needed to take a break because my body was tired. So sometimes you got to listen to our bodies. When they say sit down, you got to sit down. So I went on a marathon while I was just watching TV. And I was watching New Jack City with Nino Brown. And I'm watching that, and I'm like, wow. And I'm watching the kids. I'm watching the community. And see, sometimes we get twisted with that stuff because that's all we know. And when we know better, we do better. Because we didn't know what success meant. We always thought it was power. It's like teaching the child the difference between, or, you know, I've had my nieces and nephews, and they talk about, well, I want to be rich. I want to be rich. And I had to learn that you don't want to be rich. You want to be wealthy. You know, you don't want to be the person that's walking around with the money. You want to be the one that signed a check that gave that rich person that money. Because now you got more money than they do. But you also
have to have that ability.
No, they didn't know. They didn't know. But because now I know, my job is to try to teach them. They might not want to listen to me, but by that same token, I'm obligated to do that. And sometimes people think you're being discouraging. No, that's not being discouraging, because I don't want to be rich and then I got the police looking for me. You know, that ain't rich. So, but the thing is, a lot of times, we like I said, it goes back to when you know better, you do better. And sometimes you have to have a starting point. Now, I have an email, and the email basically says, why is it that every time I try something, doors keep getting slammed in my face? What do you think about that? Every time I try a new adventure, doors get slammed in my face.
Well, first of all, you have to stop trying, and you have to just do it. And it's not, see, it's all, I'm telling you, it's all a mindset. They may be looking at it from the doors are getting slammed in my face. Instead of looking at it for, okay, I see that this is not the direction that I should go because there's a better direction for me. See, it's all about how you choose to look at things. But if you have a doom and gloom attitude with a doom and gloom vocabulary and a doom and gloom outfit, guess what you're going to get more of? Doom and gloom.
Bloom.
If you just change your words, change your outlook. Oh, that's okay, that didn't work out, but I know better is ahead. Just begin to change your outlook, and you will change the results that you get in life.
And you know what they also say, you change your attitude, you change your altitude. Because that part is so true, because I remember even in my career when I first started out, I always wanted to be an attorney. And then I wanted to retire as a judge. So instead, I tried law enforcement. So as I tried law enforcement, they just would not hire me. I've applied for the Oceanside PD. I applied for the CHP. I applied for the Marshals. I applied for Orange County Probation, San Diego County Probation. And I remember one time, I think it was back in 1991, I sat before the Civil Service Commission because I filed a complaint. Because I was like, you're not going to just treat me any old kind of way. So, and I won my hearing, and the man told me, he said, Jeanette, I have much respect for you, but we do not have to hire you. I said, but you know what? You cannot say I'm not qualified. So now when I get calls from the parole department or I get calls from probation and I now get to interact with them, see, what it was God didn't mean for me to be a probation or a parole officer or a cop. He meant for me to do other things. And now I have a contract where I even get to be part of the first responders team. So now I get to do counseling with individuals in law enforcement and, you know, and dispatch and things of that nature because that wasn't my role. But I was so busy trying to force it. It's kind of like taking a circle and putting it in a square. It just didn't fit. But I was so determined, and I didn't say I wasn't successful at it. I just didn't like nobody telling me no. You tell me no, I'm going to go around. No, my mother used to tell me no was the answer, just like yes. I used to be like, well, I don't like no. So, you know, you got to have that determination if you want anything to, if you want to succeed at anything. And I don't mean that you just beat a dead horse, you know, because a lot of times we want something to work so bad, we don't know when to give up, which goes to the next question. And the next question is, I've been in business for 15 years. And it seems like my business is not getting anywhere. When is it time for me to throw in the towel?
Well, first of all, the person needs to make sure that they have someone outside of themselves that will help hold them accountable. You see, one of the things that I have found is that, you know how people say, well, most businesses won't last past 2 years. It's really not the business that's a failure. It's the person that quits. And if you strongly believe in something, if you really believe that this is what God has called for you to do, then you will just continue, and there will be hard times. I mean, everyone wants to look at Steve Harvey. People look at Steve Harvey like all of a sudden he's this rich, funny guy, but he continued to tell us a story about how he lived in his car for 3 years.
It's
how much are you willing to bear? You know, what are you willing to go through to become successful in this thing that you say that you believe that you're supposed to be doing? And all of that is a part of success empowerment. You've got to be trained how to think. And it's not always about, well, I'm just going to give up. Okay, give up and do what? Well, you got another plan to do something else? Maybe that's why you're not being successful at this, because you have a backup plan. So when you burn all the bridges and you have nothing else left but this that you believe that you are called to do, you'll be willing to do whatever is necessary to make it work.
And you know what? I want to piggyback off of you in regards to Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey constantly not only reminds us that he was living out of his car, he also talks about the struggles that he went through when he was an aspiring comedian and all the things he had to do and the cars he had and the failed marriages and relationships and where he is today. And someone was talking to him about even going into politics. He was like, I won't pass the background check. You know, but, and then people were mad at him recently for even trying to go to that meeting with Trump. And a lot of African Americans kind of turned on him. But the bottom line is, with what's going on in our world, we got to do something. I said before, if Trump called me for him to be his therapist, I'm going to keep it real. You know, I'm going to go talk to the man and tell him, because I know he's narcissistic. But by that same token, if you want to be successful and you want to see change happen, sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone and not be afraid to sometimes where you may have to approach individuals that you may find intimidating or you think that's higher than you, because sometimes people need to be redirected. And that's the one thing I like about Steve Harvey is he will call you on your stuff. And that's a good thing.
Well, one of the things you mentioned something about Steve Harvey and how people were on him because he met with President Trump. Well, the thing of it is, it's easy to sit in your house, watch football games, and talk about what the quarterback should be doing. You know, even though you may not agree with it, there are a lot of people that may not agree with what's going on. What are you doing other than complaining and writing all kind of nasty things on Facebook about the president? See, the thing of it is, at least he had enough guts to run. So what are we doing? So we sit back. You know, my husband reminded me, it's the same thing they did to President Obama. Oh, they're so in love with the Obamas now. But when he first took office, people were saying to me that he was the Antichrist. And so, you know, that's why you can't waste any time with what people are saying. I don't want to hear what you're saying. I want to see what you're doing. Because talking to anybody talks. Anybody can criticize anybody. But what are you doing to make a difference? If you're not doing anything, you might as well just be saying, wah, 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 because I'm not hearing it. And so we have to be, we got to be strong enough to understand, who am I listening to and why am I allowing this person's opinion to be important to me? You know what I'm saying?
And you just made a valuable point. Because, wait a minute. I'm sitting here watching my grandson, right? He's in a playpen, and he is successfully climbing out of the playpen about to flip over. My daughter gave him a banana. He wouldn't let us peel the banana, so he go eat the whole banana, and every time we would try to peel it off, he'll get mad. Girl, I just threw the whole banana back at him, like, here, take it. So then he started climbing out. This little boy right here, oh, my God.
He's determined. And guess what?
Girl.
That's a good thing. And he's going to find out that when he tries to bite that banana through the peel, it's not going to work. But he has to first try his way to see whether or not it's going to work. Then
he'll know that he needs
to have another plan.
Dr. Demeter, he was eating it through the peel. He was tearing it up. And I tried to. He didn't care. He was eating the peel, the rock, he was eating it all. And I'm trying to pull it off, and he grumping at me. And by the, I'm like, what in the world? I just threw the peel back at him. So then when he finally got tired of it, then he gave me the peel. Then after he gave me the peel, then he started climbing out the doggone playpen. He's like, he is determined to do what he want to do because he want to get to this phone and be on the radio. Now he's sitting up here laughing at me. So,
well, see, that's,
you know,
because that's an example of a child showing us how important it is to be determined to do something and to stick with it, you know, until we accomplish our goal. And that's important. When you talk about success, it's got to be the longevity of it. It has to be the journey and not the destination. But we just have to continue to go forth until we get that which we are looking to get.
Yeah. You know what? If anyone want to call in, you can call in and you can join us at 516-387-1914. Dr. Demeter, I got to share something with you. I don't know how I did this. My shows are normally an hour long, and I keep looking at the time, and it keeps telling me I still have 42 minutes and 23 seconds left. So I don't know if I signed up for an hour show or if I signed up for a 90-minute show. But it gave us far more time than what we're supposed to have. So I guess we need to just be letting individuals know more about success in regards to how to start and develop a plan. Now, when you start talking about success, you know, and we all have dreams. We all have ideas. But you also have to sometimes step out on faith. And not only stepping out on faith, when you're talking about success, you also have to determine what is it that you're trying to be successful at. And it takes me back to my childhood. I remember my mother used to tell me, whatever you go do, be the best. If you go be a bum, be the best bum. You know, if you go strive to be excel in school, do your best. Because when we talk about success, sometimes we have to look at what are we measuring it against and how do we start this? So what would you have to say in regards to how would you give a person or what would you tell them, how would you tell them to start? What would be their starting point?
Okay, that's a good question. But first, let me address the thing about the time. I did schedule an hour for this broadcast, and so I might have to slip out 1 o'clock. So that's number one.
No problem.
I'm just looking at the time,
because I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well,
so what would you tell a person to start?
12 minutes. But the first place that they need to start, now depending on, you know, who the person is, if they're a strong believer like I am, well, first, you know, you go to God and you pray. But then again, if you're not, then there's some things in you that you want to do. Everyone has that in life. Listen, no one grows up and says, I think when I get old, I want to be a garbage collector. That happens because they didn't take it past what I want to do to committing to a plan to do it. And then the Bible tells us to write the vision and make it plain on tablets so he that reads it can run with it. Okay, so it's not just for everyone else. You've got to be reading your own plan first. And you've got to go over it daily until it becomes a part of you. And then you'll begin to exercise your plan. Okay, who do I need to be successful with this? Okay, I need this kind of person. I need that kind of person. And then you go on the hunt for those people. Because whatever you believe you're supposed to do, then you can definitely do it. Sometimes one of our biggest challenges is when I talk about collaborative unity. Like some people will have ideas that, oh, the Lord gave me an idea. What is it? Oh, I don't want to tell nobody. They may steal it. Well, we know that's not the Lord. But what we need to learn how to do is to get other people to work with us. Because whatever it is that we're called to do, there are others that should be doing it with us. Even Jesus, the Son of God, went out and got him 12 when he started. And so we understand that teamwork is important. But the thing that makes teamwork sometimes hard to do is people that are so afraid that they're not going to get the biggest position of power. Look at me, look at me, look at me. You will know when you're on the path to success, when you decrease so that the cause, the assignment, the thing that you're doing becomes bigger than you. It begins to increase.
Correct. And not only that, also, if God is in it, God will not fail. He cannot fail, and he's a man that cannot lie. So it will work itself out. It's when we start messing it up and trying to add our own little, you know, little things to it is when we wind up in trouble. But if you don't leave my computer alone. So that's another thing we do have to do. Like you said, take it to prayer, pray on it, and see. Because if he brings you to it, he can definitely bring you through it. And even with myself, I didn't plan on being no therapist. I was like, that was the furthest thing from my mind. But it comes natural when I'm in sessions, and it's basically because I'm, you know, like I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So as I'm working with God's people, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do because it's not about me. And that does make a big difference. Now, I have another thing. Another email, and it says, do you think that some individuals are talented or that some individuals actually worked hard to get the success that they got? What do you think?
Hey, listen, to me, it doesn't matter which one it is. And see, because, see, there's a story in the Bible that talks about how this man hired another man to work for him and told him how much money he was going to make for this length of time. And then some hours had gone by, and he hired another man and told him he would pay him the same amount. Well, the first man got upset because he said, well, how are you going to pay him what you paid me and I've been here longer? And the man told him to mind his own business. In other words, my point is this. It doesn't matter, you know, if I get there through hard work or if someone blesses me with it or anything of that nature. The point is when I get there, whatever there looks like, how am I going to use that success to help other people? What can I do to help someone else? So it doesn't matter the path we take. Listen, I went to college and I wrote a thesis to get my doctorate. Well, some people get honorary doctorates. And they didn't have to go through the same process. But in all, it's still a doctorate. So it's not so much about how we do it. It's more so important that we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have another email. Yeah. And this email says, I am a very successful businesswoman, and I've worked hard to get to where I am. I've done a lot for my family, yet my family seems to have a sense of entitlement like I owe them something. I hear you guys keep saying that we have to give, 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 but when do we get to the point to where we have to let our families know that I've done all that I could do for you. Now you have to do something for yourself. I'm there if you need me, but you can do some of the things on your own. What do you have to say to that person who wrote that email?
Well, that's really interesting. Well, it's really interesting because I always say you have to teach people how to treat you. And the way that you teach people how to treat you is communicating with them. And if they still don't understand your communication, then you just remind them of who you are and who they are in the process. You know, sometimes, you know, I had a friend that, you know, she used to didn't have very much. And then she got a promotion, and then she had a lot of money. But then she started saying, well, why is everybody coming to me? You know, what a blessing to have people come to you. And because guess what? They're coming to you obviously because you're successful or because you have some that they don't have. But what you still have to do is you have to be a good steward. And you don't want to just throw everything to everyone that asks for it. So what you do, like I said at the beginning, you teach people how to treat you and how to respect you, and then you move on from there. And the biggest thing, like I told you earlier, if someone gets mad, don't take it personally. We don't do things to please people. I'm not going to give a baby a gun to please them because they want a gun. But what I will do is explain to them why they can't have one at this time. And so that's what I'm saying. You have to teach people how to treat you instead of complaining.
And you know, when I was looking at that message, it reminded me of the show on BET, Being Mary Jane, and how Mary Jane takes care of her whole family, and how sometimes people do have a sense of entitlement. And sometimes people do depend on you to do everything because they feel you have it. Or they'll say what they can't do but expect for you to do it because they view you as the successful one. But then, like I said, that's part of the cost and the price that comes with success. And you do have to be a good steward. And when your family is coming to you like that, it's okay to help them, but it's not okay to handicap them. Because that's what family needs to realize. I will not handicap you. I will not enable you by doing for you what you can do for yourself. And see, sometimes that's where people get confused. Because we look at the successful businessman versus the man on the corner standing there with a sign. You know, sometimes that man with that sign might be, he's successful with what he's doing too. Because he knows what he's doing. So it goes back
to we don't know his story. Yeah, we don't know his story. We don't know why he's on the street with a sign. And the thing of it is, I say you have to teach people how to treat you. But you know what? My husband, we love to give. And so if someone says, can I borrow? We don't loan money. We give it. If we have it, we give it to you. And so so sometimes in families, you do have someone that has more than other people. And they are the ones that many times can help their family. But I think you've got to be pleased with, you know, you have to have the values to understand it's only money. And I refuse to allow money to mess up my relationship with my family. It's only money. And so if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you're going to do it, don't complain. Because if you complain, you're not getting any blessings off of that. So you might as well just keep the money.
One thing I've learned, even being a business owner, sometimes you can give and people still don't like you. Sometimes you can give and they still talk about you. And it's not personal, but sometimes that's just how people are. Now, we got 2 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank you for joining me today here at Precious Predicaments at Blog Talk Radio as we talk about my success, my future. Because you've got to remember, your future is your future, and part of your future is your destiny. And your success is basically what you created to be. Failure is a part of that. And if you have strived to do something and things wasn't going the way you wanted them to go, it doesn't mean you just have to give up. Sometimes people don't realize that within your success, you learn also from your failures. You learn what not to do or either how to do things a little differently. Now, next week, I'm going to be on the air. And my topic for next week, which I'm going to have two interesting young adults on the air, and we're going to be talking about beating the odds. And by beating the odds, I'm going to have two individuals that have been basically diagnosed with disability. And throughout their life, they were told that they weren't able to do things because of their disabilities, yet they basically have learned to become young, productive adults in some of the things that they've done. So I want to allow them the opportunity to share their story on the radio because they have a lot to talk about. So if you have any information or anything you want to talk about, you know, you can always send me an email at preciouspredicaments@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at JAPreciousP or at Jeanette_Abney. I am more than willing to share your stories or put you on the air. If you have a story that you want to share or you have a business that you're doing or something you want to get started. Again, I want to thank you for joining me in Blog Talk Radio. And Dr. Jamita, you've got something to say in closing?
Yes, I want to give my website and email information and my contact information. The website is www.gpc-gsec.org. That's www.gpc-gsec.org. Now, my email address is drdamita2@gmail.com. Well, we didn't get an opportunity to talk a lot about the magazine, but you can contact me and I can give you over the phone information at 323-577-9295. That's 323-577-9295. And I want to thank you, Jeanette Abney, for having me on your show today.
No problem. It was a whole lot we didn't get a chance to talk to, but hopefully you get to be a guest again because I do want you to share what you're doing and how you empower women, and we'll be able to talk again. Again, I want to thank you again for joining Precious Predicaments here at Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, remember, you got this. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.